Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Zayin. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas, Morris Bienenfeld, and also Lilu Nishmas, Abraham Spector, Avram Ben Peretz. That's Lenny and Robbie Spector's father from the shul. Mitzvah Shem, all the neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Now, we actually went a little bit into Zayin Omer Aleph yesterday and discussed the first two cases, but I think it would be easier to follow the shiur today if we start again from the very bottom of Vav Omer Beis with the very last line at the two dots Omer Rava. And Rava tells us two scenarios here. If a person says to a woman, he wants to marry, and the woman says back to him, 10 mana leploni, go and give the kesef kiddushin, go and give a mana to so-and-so, go give it to Reuven, right? The prospective chassan wants to marry the woman, and she says, go and give a mana, 100 zuz, to so-and-so, to Reuven, and when you give him that money, you'll say to me, you're being makadish me with that money, ve'akadish l'cha, and I will agree, and I'll become married to you, I will go become mikudeshes to you with the money that you're giving to Reuven. So Rava says, mikudeshes midin Ariv. This works because of the principle of Ariv, of a guarantor of a loan. How does that work? Because Ariv, the person who guarantees a loan, when you have a person one lending to person two money, and person three guarantees a loan, so person three doesn't get any direct benefit. Ariv, lav, afo gav, delo mote, hanol yode. There's nothing that actually comes into person number three's benefit. He's just guaranteeing the loan. Nevertheless, komishabid navshe, when he's guaranteeing to person number one, if you give the money to person number two and he can't pay you back, I will pay you back. So that is a shibud. His stating that that will occur is a shibud, and therefore he is obligated to go and pay back that loan if person number two can't pay it back. So two, in this situation, hi itza, this woman, this prospective kala, nami, also the same thing happens with her. Even though she actually received nothing, she said, you give that 100 zuz, you give that mana to Reuven, and I'll become married to you. So that works via the same principle as an arev is mishabid navshe, because she is komishabda umaknaya navsha. She is going and being mishabid herself to this person. Now she becomes his wife via this giving of the money to the third party, Reuven. So that's the principle of Orev that Rava teaches us. The second principle that Rava teaches us is, if a person says, man, a prospective chassid wants to be mekadesh a woman, and he says to a shaliach, go and be mekadesh this woman with a mana. Take 100 zuz, go give this woman a mana. Helech mana viskachi leploni, and go and give this woman this money to be mekudeshes to me. And the shaliach goes and doesn't take his mana from Reuven, the first person, the prospective chassan, but he himself, the shaliach, goes and gives his own money to this woman. So Rava tells us, mikudeshes, this woman is mikudeshes. Why? Midin Eved Kenani. We learn this out from the din of Eved Kenani. What's the din of Eved Kenani? So Rava says, Eved Kenani, in regards to an Eved Kenani, that somebody frees him. This Eved Kenani is freed by a third party, not by the owner. He's freed by a third party. The third party pays the owner of the Eved Kenani, and the Eved Kenani then becomes freed. So lav, isn't it? Afogav the lo kochoser velo midi kokoni navshe. Even though the Eved Kenani actually did not pay anything over here, nevertheless, he is freed. Somebody else freed him. He didn't have to actually give up anything in this situation to become a free man, because the other person redeemed him. So too, this chassid over here, even though he didn't give the kesef kiddushin to the woman, but the shaliach gave it on his behalf, hay gavra nami. So too, this prospective chassid, since the shaliach was mekadesh the woman for the person who sent him, not for himself. The shliach didn't mekadesh the woman to himself. He was mekadesh on behalf of the person who sent him. So even though the shliach gave his own money, afal gav the lo kol chosav lo midi, even though the chosan didn't lose anything, just like the Eved Kenani didn't have to give up anything in this situation, nevertheless he becomes free. So too, this woman is married to the prospective chosan, kol koni lo lahai itza. He is in fact acquiring this wife. She is mekudeshes to him, and that is the principle of Eved Kenani. So with these two cases, which is now a chazara from yesterday, we finished both these two cases yesterday, now we can have the third case that Rava brings down. So we have the principle of the Orib case, we have the principle of the Eved Kenani case, and now we bring down a third case. Rava says as follows, 10 mana liploni, the ekadesh ani lo. Here the woman says to the prospective chassan, you go and give money to Reuven, and I will become mikudeshes to Reuven when you give him that money. So Rava tells us that this works. Mikudeshes midin shneim. This woman, in fact, is mikudeshes. She arranged that the person will give money to her prospective chosson who didn't give any money here whatsoever, and when that money is given over to the prospective chosson, she will become, in fact, mikudeshes to that man when he gets the money. So we have three people over here. We have the person who's giving the money, he's giving it to the prospective chosson, and the woman, when that prospective chosson gets the money, says she will become mikudeshes to him. Now, he has to say that I'm mikadesh you with that money that I'm receiving, and he says that. So therefore, she is mikudeshes. Rava says, me din shneim, based upon the two dinim that we learned, the din of Arev and the din of Eved Kenani. Why is that? Because Rava says, Arev, because of the din of Arev, so we had said, laf afo gad lo komoti anol yodei, kom mishabit nashay. Even though the Arev doesn't get anything, he's mishabit himself, as we said. He has to pay off the loan. Person number three is the guarantor, has to pay off the loan to person number one if person number two doesn't pay back the loan. So he's mishabit himself, even though he got nothing for it. So too in this situation, hi itza, this woman over here, Nami, also, she got nothing from this deal, except that the money went to her prospective chassan. So afo gad lo komoti anol yodei, she didn't received the kesef kiddushin, but it went to the person that she assigned it to. So kol mekani nafsha. So she's mishabed herself. She becomes mikudeshes to that person. Now, the Gemara questions and says, "Really? That's not exactly comparable. Me dummy. In the case of the arev, hi de kokani le kol chosim emona. The person number one, is losing out money over here, and that's why the arev, person number three, has to go and pay him back. So in this situation." Hi Gavra, Kokoni Lo Hayissa, this person who got the money in the third case of Rava, he lo kochasir vlomidi. He didn't lose anything, he didn't give anything up. So it's not comparable to the case of the Arev. But the Gemara says, no. Rava explains that's why you need the second part, the second case, the Eved Kenani part, Eved Kenani Yochir. That case will prove that this is correct because there, the local Chosu Mamona, the Eved Kenani didn't lose anything, and nevertheless, the Kokoni Nefshei, nevertheless, he became a free person. So too, this prospective Chosin, even though he didn't give up anything, he just got money, he didn't have to give up anything, nevertheless, he could be Makadish the woman with the money that he received. And again, the Gemara says, if you only had that second case, you would say, me dummy. They're not comparable. Because, hasam hach dekor makne kokoni. There, in that situation of the Eved Kenani, the one who actually got the money, the master, the owner of this Eved Kenani, so he was the one that had the right to go and give him away. So, it's the same person. But in our case now, the third case of Rava, Hocha, Hai Itza, Komaknai Nafsha, this woman is giving herself in marriage to that person, below Kokani, below Midi, but she got nothing from it. So the two cases are incomparable. And that's why the Gemara says, Rava answers, Arev Yochiach. No, you have the Arev case that will prove that that's not, in fact, important, because Avo Gav Lo Komote Hanol Yodei, because the guarantor didn't get anything, nevertheless, Mishabi Nafshei. So therefore, based upon these two principles, the Arev case and the Eved Kenani case, Rava's third case is proven to be, in fact, Mikudeshes, when the person who gives the money to the prospective chosson, and the chassan says, when I get this money, you're mikudeshesli, so then the woman is in fact mikudeshes. Now we have another question. Boy, Rava says, what about the following scenario? Helich mona ve'ekadesh anilucha. If the woman says, here, take this mona, and when you get this mona, I will be mikudeshes to you. Mahu. Now we previously said that that's no good. The man has to be mikadesh the woman. Here it seems that the woman is being mikadesh the man, and yet, he says that in fact this woman is mikudeshes. That goes against everything that we said till now. How does that work? So the Gemara questions this and says, Amalei Rav Ashi Mazutra, Rav Ashi Mazutra, based upon what you're saying, you've totally turned the tables on how we've understood the whole concept of kinyan over here. Im Kain, if what you're saying is correct, that when the woman gives this husband, this prospective chassan, the money, she is becoming mikudeshes, so then she is like, we're comparing her to a case over here of a Kenyan Agav, and she would be like the Karka, and the money that is being transferred is the what we call Nechosim She'en Lehem Achrayis, property that doesn't have a lien on it, versus Karka, which does have a lien on it. So we're making the analogy as follows. If what you're saying is correct, so Havali Nechosim She'esh Lehem Achrayis, then we compare the woman to Karka, for example, and we'll say nechasim that do have achrayis, in other words, there is a lien on those properties, so niknin can be acquired in nechasim sheilam achrayis via kinyan agav with something that doesn't have achrayis, i.e. metaltalin. So this is not the halacha, but what you seem to be saying is that you can acquire something that is achrayis, such as the woman, by receiving metaltalim. So the woman is a kinyan agav via the metaltalim that are given. But that's not true. Banan ivchotnan. The exact opposite is true. Because the Mishnah tells us, nechosim she'en lam achrayis, i.e., again, metaltalim, things that do not have a lien on them, nechosim she'en lam achrayis, are they capable, they are only capable in nechosim she'en lam achrayis. They can be acquired with the kinyan agav. When you acquire the karka, then you also acquire this money as well. And you acquire the karka b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. So karka can be acquired via kesef, via shtar, or by making chazak in the karka. So your idea that when this woman gives the kesef to the prospective husband, and he says, you're mekadesh with my receiving this money, so that in fact works, goes against the general principle that a kinyan agav only works from karka can schlep along metaltalim, but metaltalim can't schlep along karka. So that's the question that we ask on Marzutra, who said in the name of Rapapa that the woman is mekudeshes in that situation. So Amarle, Marzutra says back to Ravashi, who was the one who questioned him, he said, you have the understanding wrong. This wasn't a kinyan agav. I wasn't saying that the woman becomes mikudeshes, she's like the karka that becomes mikudeshes when the metaltalim are given. No, it's not a kinyan agav. Misaris, who says the amra le agav, that this was a kinyan agav, that when you get the money, so I'll be acquired via kinyan agav along with you. No, that doesn't work, as we just said. Only nechosim she'esh l'machrayis can make a kinyan agav, but nechosim she'en l'machrayis cannot make a kinyan agav. So then, how does it work over here? Why did my Zutra Mishmei, the Rabbi Papa, say that this woman is in fact Mekudeshes? That's because, ha-ha, in this scenario, when the woman gives this man money and she becomes Mekudeshes to him by giving him a present, by giving him money, we're dealing here, the chosin is ba'odam choshuv askinan. He is a very, very choshuv person. And when you give a present to a chosh of a person, you get hanah from it. The bahai hanah, the komakabel matana mina. If I send a present to the king of England or to the president of the United States or to the prime minister of Israel, if I send them a present and they accept it and send me back a thank you card, that hanah that I get, that, wow, the king, the president, the prime minister, he accepted my present. He thinks that I'm in a chash of a person, that he accepts my present. He doesn't ignore it. So that hana of him accepting the present is a real hana. So too over here, this woman, when she gives this chash of a guy a present, and he accepts it and says, ah, you're mukudashis to me with that hana that she got for receiving, for having him receive the present from her. Gomra meknaya le nafsha, with the hana of giving the present, not a kinyan agav. She got a shava prutas worth, right? People go and lobby and they give all sorts of donations to the campaigns of the politicians, and they do all sorts of favors for them. So the whole idea is that that person is accepting the present. They don't view that as they're giving something up. They view that as they're getting something. So with the hana that this man accepted her present, he's such a chosh of a guy, and yet he accepted a present, that hana is how she's being mekudeshes. It's not a kinyan agav. Okay. The Gemara continues and says, "It my nami mishmei the Rava." We similarly have a statement from Rava that those dinim that he just said in regards to kiddushin with the Ariv and the Evid Kenani, v'chein le'inyan mamona. The same exact things apply with mamon, and you can see this in Rashi. The Ramasa v'chein le'inyan mamona. Exactly how this works. Rashi says, "Hanoch shmeisa the Rava." These dinim of Rava, the Alfinin kiddushin midin Ariv and midin Evid Kenani. These two things that Rava just learned out from the din of Ariv and the din of Evid Kenani, the same idea that he learned them out for Kedushin, came the inyan mamona. For example, they work by monetary. For example, Marchalo Soda, if Reuven sells to Shimon a field, Vamalo, Tain HaKasif Leploni, Soda Mechurloch, so if he tells him, go and give the money to so-and-so, don't give the money to me, go and give the money to the third party, to Levi, so that field is sold. That's a valid Kenyan because of the din of Ariv, even though he never got anything for it, the person selling the field never got anything for it, but because of the din of Arev, so he's mishabing himself to give the field over to Shimon. Likewise, if a person says, Helech mona v'tei sotcha mechura leploni, go and take this mona and give it to so-and-so, and the field will be acquired, so again, that works via the din of Evid Kenani, that is a valid way of doing the sale. So Rava says this din applies as well by Mamona, and the Gemara says, why was it necessary? Why did he have to tell us that? Utsricha. He had to tell us that. We couldn't learn out one from the other. We couldn't learn out the din from Kedushin to Mamon, and we couldn't learn out the din from Mamon to Kedushin. Why not? Utsrich, you need both. Because the Ashmina and Kiddushin, if we only learn the Kiddushin cases, you know what I would have said? Mishum Duha Izasa Nichalo Bechaldu. Because the woman is happy to go and be married, even if it's a condition of the Arev or a condition of the Eved Kenani, the woman is happy to be married. And this goes in accord with the opinion of Reish Lakish, the famous statement of Reish Lakish. We have this throughout the Shas, throughout the Seder Noshim. Dama Reish Lakish says the famous statement, Tav Lemesav Tando Mi Lemesav Armelu. A woman would always prefer to be married. It is better for her to live together with another person. Tav, it is good for her, Lemesav Tando, to be together with that other person, rather than Mi Lemesav, rather to be alone. Armelu, alone, like an almona. Abu Mamona, but in regards to money, people don't say that. Hello, they want to get the real money. So you might have said that the dinim of Arev and Eved Kenani are only applicable by Kedushin, but they wouldn't apply to a regular monetary transaction, a regular karka transaction. No, so just tell me about Mamona and all by Kedushin. The Ashmina Mamona. And if you tell me the case by Mamon, you know what I would have said? Only, Mishum de Isyahiv de Mechila. You know what? Money, even if the Kenyan wasn't 100% perfect, so a guy could be Michael, say, yeah, you have it, no problem. So therefore, I would say by money, since there's a concept of Mechila, yeah, no problem, you can have it. That's why these things work in regards to Mamon. However, Abu Kedushin, in regards to Kedushin, a woman can't just say, okay, I'll be married. No, it has to be a valid transaction. Abu Kedushin, aim a low. I would say, no, maybe these things don't work. Therefore, Rabbi had to tell us, these work by Kiddushin, and these work by Mamon. You need both cases. Rabbi tells us another din. I'm a Rabbi. If a man says to a woman, he says to a woman, I want you to become Mekudeshes to half of me. So Rabbi says, Mekudeshes, that works. The woman, in fact, is Mekudeshes. She is 100% Mekudeshes to him. However, if he says to her, half of you, Chetziyech Mekudeshes li, I only want to marry half of you. Again, these aren't real cases, probably. These are teaching us principles and concept over here. So it's a theoretical construct. If the man says to the woman, I want to marry half of you, so half of you should be married to me. In this situation, Rabbi says, and the obvious question is, why if the man says, I want you to be Mekudeshes to half of me, that works. But if he says, I want to be Mekudeshes only half of you, that doesn't work. So that's the question that Abai says to Rabbi. Omli Abai L'Rabbi. Why in the situation where the man says to the woman, I want half of you to be Mekudeshes to me, we say that the woman is not Mekudeshes? That's what Rava had said. That's because the pasuk says, Isha, a man has to go be Mekadesh a woman, Amar Rachmana, below Chatzi Isha, not half of the woman. So that's why when a man goes and Mekadesh a woman, it says Isha, the entire woman, not half of the woman. But based upon that, it also says Ish. So again, you seem to be internally contradictory. If a man cannot be Mekadesh half of a woman, so then the man should not be able to say that the woman, you'd be become Mekadesh to half of me. But Rabbi says, no, there's actually a difference between the two cases, and what I said is correct. Amalei, Rabbi says back to Abai, Hachi Hashta, the two cases aren't comparable. Half of a woman is not saying the same thing as half of a man. Why is that? Hachi Hashta, they're not the same. Hasam, in the case where the man says, I want to be Mekadesh half of you, Hasam, Itza Levei Trei Lochazia. So he's essentially leaving half of that woman not Mekudeshes. And theoretically, he's saying, you can get married to somebody else, but a woman can't get married to two men. A woman is not allowed to have two husbands. The Torah permits a man to have two wives, never recommends it, but it permits a man to have two wives. And since the days of beginning Gerusha Mora Agola, at least in the Ashkenazi communities for 1,000 years, a man cannot have more than one wife. But in any event, since a man can have more than one wife, we'll see that's important, but a woman can't have more than one husband. So therefore, when he's Mekadesh half of her, it seems to imply that the other half of her can get married to somebody else. And that's why Hasam Issa Levei Trei Luchasya. She can't get married to two people. Therefore, the Kedushin Aron Chal, when he only marries half of her, he has to marry all of her. However, a man, Elagabra, when he said, I want you to be married to half of me, he's essentially saying, after all, Mi Luchasya Levei Trei, am I not allowed to have a second wife? Now, the din is, you're really supposed to, when you marry the first wife, you have to ask her permission to go and marry a second wife. So it's as if he was saying to Vachi Karmela, I'm only asking you to marry half of me. In other words, I'm retaining the right to still go marry another woman, and you're giving me permission to do so. Because the Iboina Laminsa Vachrite Nisivna. And I'm asking you now, basically, for permission that I would be allowed to go marry a second wife. A man is not allowed to take a second wife without getting the permission of his first wife. That's not a very well-known din, but that's the practice. And therefore, a person is essentially saying to the second, to the wife, that I'm retaining the right still to go and marry a second wife, and you're giving me the permission to do so now. And if she says yes to this, so then, in fact, if he says you're mekudeshes to half of me, she is in fact mekudeshes. So that's how Rava explains the distinction between a man saying to a woman, you're married to half of me, that works. But if the man says, I'm only marrying half of you, that doesn't work. The Gemara continues and says, Amalei Marzutra, Bereder of Mari Ravina. Marzutra is the son of Ravina, says to Ravina, why in this case of Rava don't we apply the following rule that when you're mekadesh half of a woman, it spreads to the rest of the body, and he's mekadesh really all of the woman. The nivshitu law kidushe bikula. When he says to her that chetzioch mikudashesli, half of you should be mikudashesli, instead of saying ain't a mikudashes like Rava said, why don't we say that it spreads, the kidushin spread from the first half of her body, so to say, to the second half of her body, and she should be fully mikudashes. After all, we find this then in regards to making an animal hektish. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? If a man says, Homer raglo shozu ola, a man has a cow, and he says, this leg of the cow I want to bring as an ola. Now, you can't only bring part of a cow as an ola. You have to bring the whole animal as an ola. So he says this leg of the cow is to be consecrated as an ola. So the Braisa says the kedusha of the leg, making it into an ola, spreads to the rest of the cow. Tehei kula ola. All of it will become an ola. Now, that is a machlokas. The Tana over here quotes the opinion that says it does spread to the rest of the animal. But there is a man, the Omer says it doesn't spread to the rest of the animal. But the price continues and says, even according to that man, the Omer says it doesn't spread to the rest of the animal if you just makadish the leg. The afilu man, the Omer, ain't kula ola in a case where you makadish only the leg. That's because the leg is not an essential organ. However, hani mili hechad makdish dovish ain't hanashomet luyabo. It's something that isn't so important. The leg is not such an important organ that it should spread to the rest of the body. It's not something that we call the neshomet luyabo. The life of the animal is totally on that organ. But if you're makadish something that the life of the animal is totally on, avo makadish dover shemeshom etluyibo, if you're makadish the heart, you're makadish the entire chest, you're makadish the brain, so there it's an organ that you're being makadish to be an ola, that the neshama is tluyibo, the life of the animal is dependent upon that organ, so then, have your kula ola. Then even the man the yomen that says if you're makadish the leg, it doesn't spread to the whole body, would agree that if you're makadish something that the life of the animal is tluyibo, you are makadish the entire body. So too, why Marzutra Braid the Marwari says to Ravina, why did Rava say that when you're Makadish half of the woman, ain't a Mekudeshes, why didn't it spread to the rest of the body? So Rava says, no, the cases aren't comparable. Hektish an animal is not the same as being Makadish a woman. Me Dubby, the cases are not the same. Because in regards to an animal, Hossam Behemah, when you're dealing with the Behemah, then there's no das of its own. You're not having the rest of the animal say, no, I don't want to be Mekudeshes. You own the whole animal. So you're Makadish the leg, it could spread to the whole body. Not spread to the whole body, you're Makadish something that the Nefesh Neshama is tluy about, so then it spreads to the whole body. You're the owner of the entire thing. However, with regards to the woman, you're Makadish half of her, you don't own any of her. You certainly don't own the other half. Hacha das acheres, there's another person involved over here. And it can't just spread because you said I'm Makadish half of you, that it should automatically spread to the other half of the body of that woman. So therefore, in this scenario, the two cases are different. And in fact, this is comparable, holodamya, this appropriate analogy would be, this is comparable, el hodam Rav Yochan, to what Rav Yochan has said. If a person had a behema, and it belonged to two partners, behema shol shnei shtutfim, so Reuven and Shimon own this behema. Reuven is makdish half of it, hikdish chetzia, Reuven is makdish his half. And then, v'chazar ulekocha v'kdisha, he then purchases the other half from Shimon, and he then is makdish the second half. So in this situation, Rav Yochan said, kidosha, the entire animal now has hektish status to it, but it's unable to be brought as a carbon. The eino kreva. Because it wasn't all mekudeshes at the same time, which we'll explain in a moment, therefore it can't be brought as a carbon for the reasons that we'll explain in a moment. But, Rav Yochanan says, if in fact you then use this animal as a tmura, now again, I always point out, tmura is not allowed. You're never allowed to make it a tmura, which is an exchange, saying, listen, even if you're doing it for a better animal, this is a weak, little, flimsy animal. I want to give a real nice carbon. I now have the money to give a nice carbon. I want to exchange the kedusha from this flimsy, weaker carbon A and bring carbon B instead. And I'll exchange the kedusha, so it doesn't work. You're makadish, the second animal B, but the first animal retains its kedusha. That's a tmura, which you're not allowed to do. The Torah tells us, whether you're doing this for a better, for worse, or worse, for better, you're not allowed to do this. And if you do it, however, the kedusha does take effect on the second animal. So in this situation, Rav Yochanan says, also tmura, if you were to take this animal that was first half of it mekudeshes, and then the other half was mekudeshes, and then we have a full Adam of Mekudeshes, which you can't bring as a carbon. And then you say, I want to make this a Tumura to another Adam, Vos a Tumura, so the Kedusha goes on to the other animal. However, that second animal, the Tumura, Utumurasa, Kayotiba, also can't be brought because it has the same exact status as the first animal. So that is what Rav Yochanan tells us. And the Gemara says, we learn now from this din of Rav Yochanan three things. Shmami no tlasim, we turn to Zayin Omer Beis. We learn now three dinim from Rav Yochanan's case. Number one, Shmami no balichayim nidochim, that a live animal, if it has kedusha, but can't be brought as a carbon, so once it is dochui, once it is pushed aside from becoming a carbon, so it is never allowed to be brought again. And here, it was only pushed aside as a live animal. Rashi points out, im nidchu yidchu li olam. And the Ika Laman Diarmid, there's an opinion in the Gemara in Yuma and Das Samach Dala that disagrees and says, Ein dichu ela bishrutin, that while an animal is alive, we don't have this principle of being pushed aside. And therefore, according to Laman Diarmid, it says an animal that's alive can't be pushed aside. This din of Rav Yochanan wouldn't apply. But Rav Yochanan is paskening like the other Tana that says, Bali Chayim Shenidchu, they in fact are dochui. So if they were nidchu, that dichui is a permanent dichui. So Rav Yochanan is telling us we paskin like that opinion in the Gemara in Yuma that says bali chayim nidochim. So even while it's alive, it can be pushed aside. As opposed to the opinion that says while it's alive, it can't be pushed aside. Then the second din that we learn out of Shmamino, dichui mei kara havi dichui, that this is a dichui at the beginning, it's still called the valid dichui, it's pushed aside. As Rashi says, kigon zu, in this situation, shemitchila sekdesha, from the moment that you were makadish, half of this animal, lo nearest the kara, you can't bring a half of an animal. And therefore, from the very moment that you were makadish it, so it couldn't be brought. And Rav Yochanan is passing like this mandiyomer, because Rashi points out the Gemara in Sukkah, the Ikal mandiyomer, Gemara in Sukkah, Daflam Gimel Beis, the Pollock that disagrees with this. Yomer ain't dichu ela b'nira v'nidcha, since this animal never was able to be brought as a carbon when only half of it was mekudeshes, so it's not yet called nira, it's not capable of being brought, and therefore there is no din of dichu yet. And in fact, if you would go and be mekadesh the second half, you could go and bring it. Oh. So Rav Yochanan is not passing like that opinion. Rav Yochanan is passing like the first opinion that says, Dichui meikara hevi dichui. And the third thing that Rav Yochanan is teaching us, Ushmami not number three, Yesh dichui bidomim. And even though this animal only has kedushas domim, because when you're makadish half of it, it can't be brought as a carbon, so it can't have kedushas agov, so it only has kedushas domim. It only has monetary value and doesn't have intrinsic value. Something that has monetary value can be redeemed. Something that has intrinsic value cannot be redeemed if it's if it doesn't have a mum. If it's a tomim, then it can't be redeemed if it's eligible to be brought on the mizbeach, so you can't redeem that. So there's differences between kedushas domim and kedushas agov. So what this animal had is only kedushas damim, and nevertheless, Rav Yochanan is telling us, "Ushmamina yesh dichui b'damim." There is a ability to knock aside the ability to bring it as a carbon, even if it only had kedushas damim at that point in time. As opposed to, there is an opinion that says, "No, only if you have kedushas aguf can it be pushed aside." So, therefore, Rav Yochanan is telling us in these three dinim, the Shmamina tlas, how he's paskling in all three of these machlokes. Now the Gemara asks, "Boy, Rava." Rava asks the following shayla: "Chetzioch bechatzi pruta." Now we have a whole series of shaylas from Rava that's going to end off in a teiku. So the first one that Rava asks is: if a person says to a woman, "Chetzioch, let half of you be mekudeshes to me bechatzi pruta," and the chetzioch bechatzi pruta, and the second half of you subsequently should become mekudeshes to me with another half of a pruta, mahu. What is the din? Now, we know the din, of course, is that you only can be a Mekadesh woman if you give her a Shava Pruta, a Pruta or a Shava Pruta. So here, he did give her totally a Pruta, but he gave it to her in two stages. So the question is, how do we view those two steps? So the two possibilities are as follows. Kivan d'amalo chetzi Pruta Pascha. Since he says, I want half of you to be Mekadesh to me with half of this Pruta, so that's no good. And therefore, that essentially says that the woman is not Mekadesh, because he split this statement into two separate halves. The chetz of chati pruta, boom, that didn't work. So now when he says the second half, the chetz of chati pruta, has nothing to go on. Or do we say, oh, Dilma? No, bottom line is, it was a long statement. He just didn't have a chance to finish it. It says, half of you is going to be mekadesh with this pruta, and the other half is going to be mekadesh with this pruta, so it's one big statement. So all of you is being mekudeshes with one pruta, and in fact, that's a valid kedushin. And that's, oh, Dilma, mo neva holichu. He's just counting. He says, okay, here's a half a pruta, here's another half a pruta. No, besach hakol. Altogether, it's one pruta, and therefore, you are in fact married. All of you is married to me. That's the question. We don't give a teretz. Morris says, in Timsi moment, even if you want to say that this case over here, we do view it as mo neva holichu. Yeah, he was just counting. He says, here's half a pruta, here's another half a pruta. Oh, I got a whole pruta over here. I'm a kadesh, all of you. So even if you want to hold like that side of the coin, even if you want to say that that's the way you understand the first scenario that Rava said, what about the following scenario? The man says to the woman, Chetzich bipruta, I'm a Mekadish half of you with a pruta. So that's a valid Kedusha from the monetary point of view, but it's not valid from the half of your point of view. And then he says, Chetzich bipruta mahu. And then he says, and the other half of you is Mekudesh with this pruta mahu. What's the din in this situation? Again, the two sides of the coin are as follows. Do we say, Kivan d'amala bipruta, upruta? So Paschal and Musa, since he did it in two separate acts, here, half of you is Mekudesh with this pruta, boom, that's one act, and that doesn't work because you can't be Mekadish half of a woman. And then when he says the second half of you is Mekudesh with the other half of the, with the other pruta, so that's a separate act that also doesn't work. So therefore, the two acts are separated, Paschal and Musa, and the woman is not Mekudesh. Or do we say no? Oh, Dilma, no. Call Biyome Mona Baholichu. Since this was the same day, albeit separated in time, it works because it's all the same day. And therefore, when he gives her a pruta for half of her, and then later on that day he gives her a pruta for half of her, that's a perfectly valid Kedusha. Now, we don't give the answer to that. The Gemara continues with Rava's statement saying that if you want to say Imtimsi Lomar, Kol Biyome, Mona Baholichu, yeah, as long as it's the same day, we can combine the two, and we don't say Paschal and Musa, but we say that this is Mona Baholichu. Yeah, here's a pruta for half of you, and then an hour later, 2 hours later, he says, and here's the other pruta for the other half of you. So that is considered a valid Kedushin if you want to say that. So then I ask the following, the Rava says, if the person says, Chetzich bepruta hayom, the Chetzich bepruta lemachar mahu. Now it's two separate days. And he says, here, half of you is Mekudesh today, day one, with this pruta. And then tomorrow, he gives it a second pruta and says, the other half of you is now Mekudesh to me. In that situation, Rabbi asks, do we say, Kivan d'amalah lemachar? It's a separate day. Therefore, Pascha, it's clearly two separate statements, and therefore they're interrupted, and neither one is good. Or do we say, oh, Dilma? No, maybe not. Hachikamala, this in fact was the man is telling you. This is one long, drawn out Kedushin that's over 2 days. Kedushin, Maschalu, Me'idna. The Kedushin starts from day one. Umigmar, it doesn't finish, Lo Nigmaru, Ad L'mocho, until day two. And therefore, it is a single act, and it's a valid Kedushin, and the Gemara doesn't give us teretz to this one. And then Rava continues with his final scenario. He says, what about Shnei Chatzoyayach Bepruta Mahu? The man says to the woman, two halves of you are Mekudeshes to me with this one Pruta. He doesn't say all of you. He says, the two halves of you are Mekudeshes with this one Pruta. Now, the Pruta is enough to be Mekudeshes, sir. So, do we say over here, the two sides of the corner as follows? Hacha, v'adai b'chad zimna komlo. He's definitely telling it to her at one time. I'm being Mekadesh all of you at one time. Obed, he phrased it in the two halves of you. So, in that situation, how do we view this over here? So we seem to view this in the way that this is considered to be one act of Kedushin. Or do we say no? Odilma, in fact, ain't Isha Miskadesh is Lachatzoy and Klal. This is in fact called a half of you is married, even though he's saying both halves of you at the same time. But it was a half, which doesn't work, and then another half, which doesn't work. And that is the other possible side of the coin in this fourth scenario of Rava. We don't give a teretz to any of them, and teiku. And therefore, we leave them all unresolved. Normally, we have the rule, and we say, Imtim Si Lomar, that's how we paskin Lamaisa, but now the Gemara leads these as a teiku. Gemara continues with another question from Rava. Boy, Rava, Rava asks the following shal, what about the scenario where Shtei v'nosecho l'shnei v'nai bipruta? One man says to another man, each of them is acting as a shliach on behalf of their children. So the man who has two sons is acting as a shliach on behalf of both of his sons, and he goes to the man who has two daughters, and that man is entitled to go and accept kiddushin on behalf of his daughters as long as they are a kitano or a nara. And the man says to the son says to the man with the daughters, let your two daughters be married to my two sons with this pruta. Now, that wouldn't be adequate if you were to look at it from the point of view of you need a pruta for each one. But is this acceptable because it's all being done at the same time? That's the question that Rabbi asked. Wow, what's the halach over here? Do we say basar no sein umakabel as linen? Do we go after the two people that are involved over here? The father who's the father of the sons, he's one person. The father who's the father of the daughters, he's one person. And therefore, we go after them. And therefore, the oika mamona, and there is considered a shava pruta over here that each of them is giving to the other one. So a shava pruta is being given from person one, father one, to father two. And therefore, we should view this kedushin as a valid kedushin. Or do we say no? Odoma, maybe not. Basar did who as leader? We have to go after the children. And there are two sons over here, and there are two daughters, and therefore each of them is not getting a shava pruta for the kedushin. And therefore, it wouldn't be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara leaves us also with a teiku. We don't answer the question. Tishbi Yitaretz Kushos V'Abayas. We ask another question by Rapapa. Here, Rapapa is the one asking the question. If a person says, Bitcha, a man says to another man, your daughter should be Mekudeshes to me, but he doesn't stop there. He says, your daughter as well as your cow should be sold to me. So, Bitcha, your daughter should be married to me. And Uparascha, in your cow should be sold to me with this one pruta. Again, very unlikely that such a thing will actually occur. We're trying to learn the principles over here. So, first person says, I want to marry your daughter. Here's a pruta. But I also want to buy your cow. Here's a pruta. That same pruta seems to be functioning both. Does that work or not? Mahu, what is the halacha? Do we say, mi'amrinam bitcha b'chatzi pruta, or parasa b'chatzi pruta, that we divide that pruta up, and therefore the daughter is being acquired with the chatzi pruta, the cow is being acquired with the other chatzi pruta, and therefore this is not a valid kedushin, because the daughter is not able to be mekudeshes with a chatzi pruta. Or do we say, no, odilma, maybe not. Bitcha b'pruta. In fact, the entire pruta is being given over as kesek kedushin to the father of this girl. He accepts it on behalf, and the girl is mekudeshes with this pruta. To shava pruta, it perfectly is good. Therefore, the daughter is mikudashes with this shava pruta, with the pruta, bitcha bepruta. Uparoscha, I am going to make a kinyan on your cow. I'll do that with the kinyan mashiach. I'll pull the cow, and therefore, I'm making a valid kinyan on the cow. Nothing to do with the pruta. Is that the way we should view this? And therefore, this would be a valid kedushin and a valid acquisition of the cow. So the Gemara doesn't answer this as well. Take it. We ask another question. This one from Ravashi. By Ravashi, Ravashi asks, if the man says to another man, bitcha vikarka acha bepruta, I want to marry your daughter, she should be mekudeshes to me with this pruta, but at the same time, you also want to acquire your karka, seemingly with the same pruta. So how do we view that? Mahu. Do we say, bitcha b'chatzi pruta, v'karka b'chatzi pruta, that each of them is being acquired with a half of a pruta. So the daughter is mekudeshes with a half of a pruta, that's not a valid kedushin. The karka is being purchased with a half of a pruta. Therefore, this is not a valid kedushin. Or do we say, oh no, dilma, maybe not. Bitcha b'pruta. In fact, the daughter is being mekudeshes with the entire pruta, which is a valid kedushin. How's he acquiring the karka? The karka acha b'chazaka. He's making a kinyan chazaka on the karka, and that's how he acquired the karka. And therefore, this is a valid kedushin. So again, the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Take it. We have to wait till Leil Yom comes to tell us the answer. Now the Gemara says, how Gavra, the once was a man, the Akdish b'shiroi. He attempted to be Makadish, this woman, with shiroi. Shiroi is silk. So he gave her a bundle of silk, and he says, you should be Mekudeshes to me with this silk. So is that valid or is that not valid? We don't know how much this is worth. So Rabba Mar Lo Tzricha Shuma. You don't have to evaluate it. It certainly is worth more than a Shava Pruta. It certainly is at least a Shava Pruta. And therefore, one doesn't have to know exactly. It's worth $10, $12, $15, $100. You don't have to know exactly how much it's worth. It's worth more than a Shava Pruta. When a woman gets the ring underneath the chuppah, we just tell her, the Edom testify, yes, this is worth a Shava Pruta. It, in fact, shouldn't be too expensive, so it shouldn't be a question of Mekach Tos. The girl thinks it's worth $1 million, it's really worth $100, so then it could be Mekach Tos. So we definitely don't want a very expensive ring, but we want it to be definitely worth more than a Shava Pruta. And the Edom testify to the people under the chuppah, yes, this is a Shava Pruta. In any event, this man was Makadish this girl with shiroi, with silk, but without knowing exactly how much it was. So Rabba says, no problem. Rabba Mar, lo tzricha shuma. You don't need to know exactly how much it's worth. It's more than a shava pruta. Rav Yosef Amar, no, tzricha shuma. You have to know exactly how much it's worth. So what's this machlokas over here? So the Gemara says, if the man said to the girl, b'choldu, that whatever this amount is, that's what you Makadish is with. Many suggest he doesn't have to say that. He just has to say, you're Mekudesh with the silk. And it means that whatever it's worth is, that's what it is. It's definitely more than a Shava Pruta. So therefore, you are Mekudesh with this, even without knowing how much it is worth. So then, in that situation where he said, Behaldu, with whatever it's worth, so then everybody would agree, even Rav Yosef would agree, Kuliyama, Lo Pligi, the Lo Tzricha Shuma. You don't need an evaluation in that situation. She's understanding, whatever this is worth, that's what I'm being Mekudesh with. However, if he tells her, Idi Amar Lo Chamshin, Rashi explains that he tells her, Hiskachi li b'chamishim zuz. I want you to be mekudeshes to me with 50 zuz. V'hari l'cho elu b'dmeim. But I'm not giving you money, I'm giving you shava of 50 zuz, which is this silk over here. He is in effect telling her that this silk is worth 50 zuz. And then it turns out, below shavu chamshin, and it turns out that it's not worth 50 zuz, it's worth 40 zuz. And therefore, she doesn't get what she was expecting. Ha lo shavu, it is not considered a valid kedushin, because it's not worth what it said it was. So there's a question over here. She thinks she's getting 50. It's not worth 50. So therefore, she only accepted the kedushin because it was the understanding there was 50. That's what he said. And therefore, this is not a valid kedushin. That's no problem. Even Rabba would agree in that situation that this is not a valid kedushin. Now, the question is, what about the following case? Ki pligi, where do Rabba and Rav Yosef have their machlokas? Rabba says that you don't need to do a shuma, and Rav Yosef says you do need to do a shuma. That's when ki pligi, the omer, chamshin, v'shavu chamshin. When he says, I'm being mekadesh with 50 zuz. And he gives her the silk, and the silk, he says, is worth 50 zuz, and in fact is worth 50 zuz. In that situation, what is the halacha? That's what Rabbi Yosef had the machlokas. Rabbi Amar lo tzricha shuma. Rabbi says, it was 100% right. You don't need an evaluation. She takes him at his word, and therefore, the hoshavu chamishin, since it was worth 50, this woman is perfectly valid. Marriage. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef, on my note, tzricha shuma, you need an evaluation over here, because kivan the isa lo bekiya b'shuma, since most women are not expert on this, and therefore, she needs to have somebody tell her, yes, this is worth 50, in order for this to be a valid kedushin. So that's the first opinion of what the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef is. Ikka the Amri Gemara says there's another possible explanation of what the machlokas is. In fact, it goes on the following. Ikka the Amri, there are those that say, b'chol du nami pli, even in a situation where he says, I want to be mekadesh you with this silk, whatever it's worth. B'chol du, whatever it is. So the machlokas is over there as well. Why? Because Rav Yosef would hold, Rav Yosef Omar, Shava Kesef, Harehu Kekesef, that the dinim of Shava Kesef are similar to Kesef itself. And just like Ma Kesef, the kits, just like Kesef is a set amount, a dollar is worth a dollar, a $10 bill is worth $10, a $20 bill is worth $20, so too, just like when you're Makadish a woman with Kesef, it's a set amount, so too when you're Makadish a woman with Shava Kesef, it has to be a known set amount. That's Rav Yosef's opinion, and therefore, as we turn to Chesed Aleph, Ma kesef de kayitz, af shava kesef nami de kayitz. Just like the money, if you were to give her money, is a set amount, a well-known set amount. She knows $10 is $10. So too, the shirai, she has to know exactly how much this silk is worth in order for kedushin to take effect. Obviously, Rabba doesn't hold this way. Rabba says, no, she's accepting this. Whatever it is, it is. It doesn't make a difference whether $10, $20, $50. She doesn't care. She's accepting this silk. And therefore, Rabba holds that in this situation, Kesef and Shava Kesef don't have to be the same idea, that Kesef is a known amount and Shava Kesef also therefore has to be a known amount. That's Rav Yosef's opinion. Rabba disagrees with that. Now, we'll stop over here, but the Gemara will continue in this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef to discuss where each of them gets their respective position in terms of this halacha, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Have a great day.